Before today's episode, I just wanted to give you a super big thank you for listening to How Not to Sail, for listening from the beginning, if you've been listening all the way through, or for just joining us today. Got a lot of news at the end, but for right now, here's episode 10. It seems like it's already been a long time since I cast off from the marina in Gulfport, but I'm finally anchored just a few miles from Miami. I'm not sure if I'm really supposed to be here, just 100 yards off some $20 million homes on Key Biscayne, and the weather may be getting a little ticklish in the morning. But meanwhile, I take advantage of the water dripping into the bilge after a long day's sailing and motoring to record some sound effects, and to think about what the How Not to Sail podcast is going to sound like.
All right, that was pretty awesome. Dripping into the bilge. See if we can get some anchor chain noise up here.
I've got precisely one full interview in the can from Captain Bob Bitchin, who's also agreed to be the sponsor of the podcast. When I recorded Bob, I had in mind doing a more interview-style show like my previous podcast, The Multimedia Ninja. I even had a little intro ginned up along the lines of a certain other interesting fellow.
He is the publisher of America's number one selling boating lifestyle magazine. His tattoos weigh more than most cruising sailboats. And he is, quite possibly, the main reason for my cruising problem. In his 100,000 sailing miles, he has accumulated more knowledge on how not to sail than you can ever hope to gather. He just finished bench pressing a Harley Davidson and flossing his teeth with a 2,000-year-old redwood tree. He is Captain Bob Bitchin.
But by this point in the trip, I've pretty much decided that what I want to do is something a little more narrative style. Maybe I can even make the trip sort of a meta twist. It's about me sailing around to the boat show to launch this podcast. And I meet salty people along the way. Oh, and make stupid mistakes, of course. I do plenty of that. And I want it to be as immersive as possible. So here I am recording water dripping into my bilge. And then it's time to get some rest. In the morning, God willing, I'm going to motor a few miles to a slip that I hope is waiting for me at the downtown Miami Marina, meet the Admiral who's flying in for Valentine's Day, receive and install a new alternator, and attend the Miami International Boat Show, where I'm planning to start promoting this podcast that still exists only in my head, and on 1,000 postcards I've had printed and have been handing out, and in a print ad that should be coming out in just a few days in Captain Bitchin's magazine. That's my master marketing plan. What could possibly go wrong? How Not to Sail. Sponsored by Latitudes and Attitudes. They ruined my life, so why not let them ruin yours today? At latsats.com. Wednesday, February 13. I'm up about 7 a.m. to the sounds of a barking dog. I'm pretty sure it's the same home with the blazing 24-hour security lights, and it occurs to me I'd be kind of pissed off if I paid 20 mil for a house and moved in next to that. But then again, we've established that I'm grumpy.
Here comes some precipitation.
A light rain sets in, and I take some of my audio gear out of the cockpit and decide I was a bit premature about bringing the shore power cable out.
I knew if I set the power cable in the cockpit, I'd be jinxing it, so now it's starting to rain.
The wind is held from the east, so I'm still firmly anchored right where I'm supposed to be, with the boat blowing away from land. In fact, it's starting to blow pretty fresh. Around 8:45, we get a sudden temperature drop, along with 30-knot winds, and then heavy rain. From the cabin, I check my phone for the forecast. And there's a severe weather report that says, Special Marine Warning, severe thunderstorms capable of producing waterspouts and wind gusts 34 knots or greater. Well, that explains a lot. I hunker down in the cabin and notice as I look outside that the wheel is spinning back and forth. Now we're bucking up and down in the waves, and the rudder is obviously being thrown from one side to the other. Not optimal.
Man, we are rocking and rolling at anchor here in this storm.
The waves are impressive, given they only have 100 yards of fetch from the shore to build up. There's no way I want to weigh anchor by hand in these conditions. We've now got lightning less than a mile away. I'm ready to bolt, so to speak, as soon as we get a window though, so I call the Maya Marina and confirm there will be a slip open for JC sails. Just before 10 a.m., it's still raining, but the wind has let up, so I figure this is my chance. Was it a good one? We'll find out right after this. Hey, how not to sailor. So I've had a number of people say to me, "Say, that's a fancy site you got there at HowNotToSail.com. Who do you use for hosting?" And the answer is, I use SiteGround for both my web hosting on a number of websites, and I also use them for my domain registration. That's SiteGround. Their pricing is great for both hosting and domain registration. Their customer service is prompt and helpful. And maybe most importantly, my WordPress websites load fast, especially with all the stuff I have going on them. I used to use for hosting my WordPress sites and for domain registration. SiteGround has better pricing and service than either one of them, and definitely better website load time than So I've actually been migrating all my domains and websites to SiteGround over the past year as they come up for renewal. How Not to Sail, themultimedianinja.com, my dad's site, depressionbaby.com, my buddy Timothy P. Green's music site, and a few more. That's how much better I like SiteGround. So if you're looking for better or cheaper hosting or domain registration for your WordPress website, or maybe you'd just like to have everything in one place, just go to hownottosail.com/siteground and it'll take you right to a comparison of their hosting plans. They also support Weebly and other kinds of websites, and they can help you build your website or transfer your existing site. And by using the link hownottosail.com/siteground, you'll also allow me to buy a few more beers, I mean boat supplies, for which I am profoundly grateful. But now, back to our story.
I got the go-ahead from the Miami Marina, so time to see if I can hoist this anchor up.
I'm ready to depart my AirSat's anchorage, and just before 10 a.m., the wind has let up enough that I think I can hoist the 35-pound Delta anchor and couple hundred pounds of chain up off the bottom. So I put on my foul-weather overalls and jacket, which I've rarely used in South Florida.
I'm looking like Deadliest Catch about now.
And put my mask and snorkel in the cockpit. If it starts raining like it was before, I'll need the mask. And now for the fun part, hoisting all that ground tackle up out of the water without a windlass. Or as I call it, lat rose. It's not that I have to pick up all that weight at one time, but I also have to pull a 9-ton boat up to the anchor against the wind and waves. Finally, I heave the anchor out of the water, twist it around, because it always comes out upside down, and tie it to the Samson post. And I'm off, motoring at last towards the skyline of downtown Miami. For the moment, the squalls and lightning have passed. But off to port, running all the way down the coast, is an ugly shelf of dark gray clouds, which I figure are headed my way. The weather holds off mostly, though, and I don't have to put on the mask and snorkel, except for a quick pic for social media. I also get some really cool slow motion video with the Miami skyline and water coming down, which I'll put in the show notes. At 11 a.m., I pass under the Rickenbacker Causeway connecting Miami to Virginia Key and shoot some more video for YouTube. Somehow it always looks like we're going to scrape the underside of these bridges. But the bridge height on the chart is correct. We actually have about 10 feet of clearance. And now I'm motoring north in downtown Miami.
Yes, is this Elizabeth? Hi, I'm right around the corner in J.C. Sales sailboat going to Slip 9. I was just wondering if
I'm going to be... breezy, and as I call the marina to let them know I'm in the neighborhood, I also want to check on how I'll be docking relative to the wind.
I was just wondering if I'm going to be port side or starboard when I come bow in. Okay, so the wind's going to be blowing me off the dock a little bit.
Elizabeth also assures me I'll have help docking.
Okay, yeah, I'm by myself, so that might be good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
After somehow forgetting to prepare dock lines before pulling into Marathon Marina, I've got them ready this time. I'm almost there. I make a left between Maya Marina and the railroad bridge, another left into the Marina Basin, a left into the channel between piers, and, after double-checking the slip number, a final left into my slip. Of course, no dock hands show up. But I get a bow line around a piling forward and put her into reverse so the prop walk will bring the stern up to a piling aft. In this breeze, I have to give it some throttle. But finally, after 10 days and 300 miles, I'm tied up in a marina in downtown Miami.
Alrighty then. So much for the assistance.
There's just one problem. My power cord won't reach from the cockpit outlet to the shoreside pedestal. And my cord won't fit the 50-amp outlet anyway. Okay, that's two problems. But it looks like I'll need to turn J.C. Sales around before I can call it done. And I need an adapter for the power. So I head over to the marina office and introduce myself.
So somebody can help me turn around?
Yeah, ayúdame a ver el pico, si no llaman Raúl porque se va a virar.
I leave the office with Raúl and another fella who helped me get turned around. Raúl loans me the only 50-amp adapter left in the marina, and I promise him I'll have another one coming from Amazon in the next day or two. Speaking of which, I have a new alternator on the way. Only Amazon seems to have trouble finding the marina tucked away smack in the middle of a huge waterfront retail area. Looks like they're going to have to try again tomorrow. But meanwhile, I need to do some laundry and get a shower. Let's just say that although the folks at Maya Marina are super nice, and the marina is renovating as we speak, the shower facilities were not fancy.
Definitely not fancy.
But after creating some clean clothes, I managed to make a clean body. And then an hour after sunset, the Admiral arrived in a cab from the airport. She really thought she was as tired as I was, bless her heart. So we didn't go far for dinner. And why would we? All we had to do was walk over to the southeast corner of the marina for a lovely dinner and beverages at Lombardi's. I could get used to this. We turn in early since we have a busy day coming up. We need to get over to the boat show and pick up our press credentials. After all, we have a podcast to launch. Little do I know there will be a surprise at the boat show, one that will impact the whole reason for my trip. But what could possibly go wrong? Details on the book giveaway coming right up, But first, a big thank you again to you for listening to this episode. And times 10 if you're one of those awesome How Not to Sailors who've heard all of them. And maybe even nudged me on the Facebook group as to when this one was coming out. I really appreciate you. Big thanks also to everyone who's subscribed to the new YouTube channel at hownottosail.com/YouTube and jumped on the email list at hownottosail.com/email. Your enthusiasm really keeps me going, and if you're looking for a central hub for all this How Not to Sail activity, look no further than hownottosail.com. That's where you can find show notes for each episode, including pictures, nautical charts, scripts, or whatever comes to me at the moment. Just go to hownottosail.com/the episode number. You'll also see links for the YouTube channel and the book at hownottosail.com, which brings me to this. The day is coming. In appreciation for you tuning in, I'll be giving away the Kindle version of my book, How Not to Sail, on Saturday, February 22nd. So mark it down on your calendars for that day, and all you need to do is go to hownottosail.com, and there will be a link straight to the giveaway page. You won't be able to miss it. All I ask is that if you enjoy reading it, maybe you can give me a nice 5-star review and tell a friend about How Not to Sail. And if it doesn't strike your 5-star fancy, maybe you can give me some feedback privately. I'm always looking to improve future additions to How Not to Sail, and I'm all ears. And a great place to share your constructive criticism on the book, the podcast, or the YouTube channel, or any thoughts you might have, is via the private Facebook group at hownottosail.com/community. It's also in the menu at hownottosail.com. The Facebook group's also a great place to get a hold of me if for some reason you feel like you'd like to help me get the word out about the book release. I'll take all the help I can get. Once again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Alrighty then. So much for the assistance.